You've reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Demonte. Are you calling from a safe location?
Hi.
Hello, ma'am. Are you in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, please.
Can I have your first and last name?
Ruka Wona.
Can you spell it for me?
R-U-K-A.
W-A-R-N-E-R. Can you also provide a good callback number just in case your call disconnects, ma'am?
404-643-7355.
And with that number, would you like to receive mobile text updates with the status of your service?
Sure.
No problem, ma'am. Message and data rates may apply with that text message feature. One okay. Second, ma'am. And also, ma'am, I was able to locate an account with your first and last name. Can you please verify the address showing on your policy?
2240 Bankston Circle, Snailville, Georgia, 30078.
Can you also verify the year, make, and model of the vehicle you're calling about on today?
2014 Toyota Camry.
It's 2014.
Yes, sir.
Toyota Camry.
Yes, sir.
And also, what's the color of your Toyota, ma'am?
White.
And also, your reason for breakdown on today, what exactly is going on with that vehicle?
First of all, driving the car, it was driving and it got shut off, but it was still driving. Then later on, the tire on the passenger side and the back. But that was not the cause. It's not drivable. So it's two things wrong with the
okay, the so car. You have a flat tire and also the vehicle's not drivable.
Yes.
Where exactly is the flat tire on the vehicle?
It's on 78 going towards...
Ma'am, what I'm asking, like, where is the flat tire? Is it the driver's side, the back driver, the rear driver's side? Okay.
Right,
so you have
side.
A flat tire on the rear passenger side. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. And then
And also, ma'am, just verify the type of service you're going to be in need of on today. Is it going to be a towing service?
Yes, please.
Okay, with the tow, well, ma'am, just to let you know, I do have you set up for a flatbed tow, so there will be no damages caused to your vehicle on today, and also with the flatbed, ma'am. I do have a series of questions that may or may not apply to you. You respond yes or no. Is the vehicle able to shift outside of park?
Is the vehicle able to what? Yes.
Are you able to shift the vehicle outside of park?
Yes.
Okay. Is the vehicle a four-wheel or all-wheel driven vehicle?
It's a two-wheel drive.
Okay, and also, is this service a result of an accident?
No.
And also, just to verify, Ms. Warner, you are going to be the person present with the vehicle, is that correct?
Yeah.
Your callback is 404-643-7355. Is that also correct, ma'am?
Say that again, please. slowly.
Your callback is 404-643-7355. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And also, will you be riding along with the driver today, or you will not?
No, I will not. Do you need me to be there?
Yes, ma'am. It is mandatory for someone to be present with the vehicle in order for the provider to assist with getting the vehicle towed. And also, ma'am, you can go ahead and provide the exact location of where that vehicle is currently located.
Okay. Will I be know when the tow and truck, how long it's going to take him to get there? So I
correct.
Can go there because right now it's my house.
Yes, ma'am. So because you did opt into the text message feature, you will receive it in ETA time, the company name, and also the phone number whenever we do have someone found. But, ma'am, just to aware you, if he arrives and you're not present with the vehicle, he's not going to assist with getting the vehicle towed.
Okay. As long
so
as
it
know
is,
when he's going to be, as long as I know when he's going to be there, I'll be on my way there before you get there. As
no
long
problem.
As I know more time.
No problem. And also, ma'am, can I please have the exact location where that vehicle is currently located?
It's on 78 going towards Stone Mountain, right in the front of the sign exit 3.
What's the address again?
It's on 78 Stone Mountain, right in front of the sign, state exit 3. It's like a mile from exit 3.
Oh, okay. So it's in front. It's like on the side of the road?
Yes, it's on the side of the road.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, with that being said, ma'am, to prevent from me incorrectly mapping you, would you just like to give us a call once you're present with the vehicle to provide us more information where the vehicle is located? Just so I won't send the provider to the incorrect location?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's Stone Mountain. It's like 78 on Stone Mountain. You know, when you go on the Stone Mountain, there's exit 6, exit 5, exit 4, exit 2. It's right there. You can't miss it. It's right there on exit 4. I mean, exit 3, sorry.
Okay, ma'am, I'm aware of that, but what I'm saying is to prevent any confusion, I can map that exit, but to prevent any confusion from me mapping you at the incorrect location, would you just like to give us a call to complete the service once you're present with the vehicle? The thing is, I can map what you're stating, but I just don't want to incorrectly map you. It's just if you're present with the vehicle, you can provide more information, and you will be aware like where the vehicle is located exactly.
That's exactly where it is, but whatever you want to do, it's okay.
It's just okay, ma'am, if you know the exact location and if you're okay with stating to me where the vehicle's located, I can map that. What's the interstate number you're located on?
Yes, map it.
What's the interstate number you're located on, ma'am?
It's 78 on Stone Mountain Highway.
So what's the interstate number? What's the highway number?
Exit 3.
No, the highway number. What highway is it, ma'am?
Oh, it's 78.
Okay, I-78, exit 3. Is that correct?
I don't know if it's I-78. No, it's 78.
Okay, the car is located on 78. Going.
So it's I-78, exit 3.
No.
Is it? Is it I? Is there an I in front of it?
It's 78.
It's just 78.
Okay, so it's Highway 78.
Yes. Leaving Snellville, going through, passing towards Stone Mountain.
Okay, just verify, ma'am. Is she at this exit exactly, or is she before the exit?
It's literally parked underneath the sign of exit 3 saying that it's in a mile. So it's before you get to the exit, but it's literally at that sign where it'll tell you exit 3 is in a mile.
In what city and state?
Stone Mountain, Georgia.
One second, ma'am. Thank you. Is there like a business that she's near? Just on 78, it's not locating me near an exit. I don't see an exit. I do see a lot of cross streets.
It's on the road, like on the side of the highway. It's not on a street.
That's why I was thinking, like, is it I-78 instead of Highway 78?
No. 78. Highway 78.
Yeah, that's the one I'm saying. 78.
Oh. And then you said it's not giving you a location?
No, I was just saying it's not locating me, like, near any exits. It just has me, like, on a highway passing multiple side streets and other businesses.
It's
but
not.
One second, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't see an exit.
For exit 3, it's right, like, it's exit 3. I'm pretty sure Memorial Drive is exit 5, and then it's exit 3. I got a picture to tell you what the name of the exit is.
Yeah, just like it keeps going, like it's a road. It's not really in the highway.
The road, I mean, the exit is BROCKETT road.
BROCKETT road.
Yes.
Brockett road.
Yes. And then it has COOLED. GE Road.
Okay, so it's two roads. So it's not on the highway.
It's on the highway. That's the sign that it's in front of.
So the sign just states Brockett Road?
And then it says that.
The thing is to prevent me from incorrectly mapping you guys, would you guys just like to give us a call? Once you're present with the vehicle to provide us more information where the vehicle's located.
How long is that going to take?
It's really up to the company, ma'am. It's like they provide us an ETA time. We go off the ETA time that they state to us. The thing is, ma'am, is like if you state to me two different street names and I map that and he goes to the incorrect location, you guys are only eligible for one service every 72 hours. So that I was just trying to prevent from mapping you guys at the incorrect location.
Right. Thank you so much. But the thing is, though, if I go there because it's on the side of the highway, all of the information that I'm giving you is the only information that I'll be able to give you once I'm there.
It's just with your I still don't. It just Brockett Road is locating me on a road. Like it doesn't have me on a highway nearing the exit, anything of that sort. It's just like through a neighborhood with this road name here. One second. But like typing Highway 78, it does locate me on the highway. I don't see any exits. Like I don't see any exits of any sort.
Really? That's weird.
And it is in Stone Mountain, Georgia. Is that correct?
Yes. Going towards Decatur. This is difficult. I don't know how to explain where the car is at further than
It's just like if you guys, even if you're present with the vehicle and you can't provide any information, we have a text message feature here where we're able to use to map you guys using like your location with the latitude and longitude. It's just if you're not present with the vehicle, so I wouldn't be able to like use that feature. But I still should be able to locate you guys. Just I don't see any exits.
Okay.
Do you guys like remember any businesses, any nearby businesses that she passed? by chance?
It's on the highway. I didn't pass any business.
Okay, so it's on the highway. Is it a different highway number? Is what I'm guessing?
No, it's 78. It's 78. Like, if you go down, we live in Snellville. So one of the major highways is 124 and then 78.
So it may be 124. One second.
It's not. Because I actually got, like, on the highway. If I wanted to go north or south on Atlanta, to get to Atlanta, I would be able to do so. If I went further down the highway. But I didn't get that far. But I think I might just go over there. Would I have to give you a call back?
Yes, ma'am, you will have to give us a call back. And also, I do have your dispatch ID number to your ticket here, so you wouldn't have to go through the entire process. So once you do, give us a call back so that whoever you speak with, if it's not me, they will be able to continue your ticket to where we left off here.
Okay.
Oh, okay, ma'am. So your dispatch ID number to the ticket is 882-9651. No problem.
Give me one second to write that down.
And also, yeah, while I was typing, is it the Tom Ford Freeway that you guys were located on?
No, it's just 78. That's what the highway's called.
Okay.
What was the number that you gave me?
It's 882-9651.
9651.
And also, man, one second before you disconnect. One second.
Okay.
Does that highway have, like, a specific name to it? Or is it just Highway 78?
Highway 78.
Oh, okay, so it's no
like
specific name.
On my Google Maps, it's 78.
Like, to get that location where you're stating you're located, what did you type on Google Maps, ma'am? What did you just enter exactly?
Oh, I was on my way to work.
Oh.
And on my way to work, that's all
no
that
problem.
Happened. So, yeah.
Is there like a different city they may be associated with Stone Mountain?
I don't know. It's okay. I'm just gonna go there.
No problem, ma'am. And also, we do look forward to assisting whenever you do decide to give us a call back once you're present with the vehicle. Ma'am, thank you for calling. We do look forward to assist you. If you do decide to give us a call, you have a wonderful day, ma'am.
Thank you. Do the same.
All right. Bye-bye. No problem.
Mm-hmm.